Chapter 13. The beauty of the soft golden summer morning following the previous night's storm was lost on the inhabitants of Redwall Abbey. Name day sports had been cancelled, and sadness and shock hung like a shroud over everything. Sam Kim sat alone in the infirmary, numb with disbelief. Was poor brother Hal actually dead? Who had done the awful deed? The young squirrel knew nothing of what went on outside the infirmary, as he had been hastily escorted up there by Friar Bellows and Abbess Vale, immediately after being discovered by the brother's body, bow in paw. They had made him promise to stay put and speak to no beast until investigations were underway. While the Redwallers took their breakfast outside on the lawn, a meeting was convened in Cavern Hole. In the smaller, more intimate surrounding of the room that was separated from Great Hall by a downward flight of steps, the Abbess, Formole, Hollyberry, Bremen, and Nasturtium gathered to discuss events. Bremen pushed away his untouched breakfast.
Friends, it staggers belief. Brother Hal dead. Where is young Sam Kim now?
Abbess Vale held up a paw for silence.
Now, Bremen, we are all as shocked and saddened by Hal's death as you are, but please, let us not say anything in haste or jump to conclusions that we may be sorry about later. So, has any beast got something to tell us that we do not already know? And, let me add, we know little or nothing of what took place, except that poor Hal is no longer with us.
Sister Nasturtium spoke up.
I cannot contribute any evidence, Mother Abbess, but I must say what I feel in my heart. I do not think there is a single Redwaller who believes that Sam Kim would be so careless as to endanger another's life. It would be horrible to even think of accusing him.
The Abbess folded her paws into wide habit sleeves.
I agree with you, sister, and no one has accused him yet.
Bremen disagreed.
Friar Bellows told me that when he found Sam Kim standing over Hal with a bow in his paws, he said to him, "Samkin, what have you done?"
Brother Hollyberry interrupted Bremen.
"Aye, and the young'un didn't say a word. It was as if he was struck dumb by the shock of it all. But I have something to tell that may throw some light on things. Those two stoats, Dingai and Thora. Has any beast seen them this morning? Because they weren't in their beds when I woke up."
Formal stood up decisively.
Then you good beasts stay here while I go and find them. Mayhap they do know something. Vermin!
Bremen ground his teeth aloud. The Abbess rapped the tabletop sharply.
Bremen, there you go again! I can see you are ready to condemn Dingai and Thora without any proof or evidence. This must stop instantly. Redwall has a reputation for goodwill, justice, and fair play. We are here to uphold it.
Bremen made a shamefaced apology. To save him further embarrassment, Hollyberry opened a parchment upon the table.
Friar Bellows gave me this. It was in Brother Hal's paw.
They read the record written down long seasons ago, and by simple process of deduction, came to the same conclusion that Hal had. Nasturtium spoke for them all.
Well, now we know how the Sword of Martin was found by Sam Kim. The lightning tore it from the weather vane, and it fell to earth. To what purpose, I wonder?
Formole came trundling back in, shaking his head.
Every beast be searching for these stoters. But you're this. Martin's girt sword be gone, too. We expect information any moment now.
Bremen's angry voice broke the shocked silence.
The great sword of Martin the warrior gone? Those filthy, thieving vermin. They'll pay dearly for this when we lay paws on them. Why, I'd like to...
Indignant voices joined the squirrel until the Abbess rapped the tabletop sharply to restore order.
Silence, please!
She held up a paw.
We won't get anywhere shouting and threatening.
There was a knock upon the door, and Tud Spinney entered.
Morning to you all. Sorry I can't say good morning, because it's not. Formole, did you check all the wall gate locks last night?
Formole nodded vigorously.
I allus do, maester, without fail.
Tud shook his walking stick.
I knew you did, because you're a good and thorough fella. Well, I've just checked the wall gates, and the east one is unlocked.
In the silence that followed, Formal ticked off further information on his paws.
Brr! And food for young'uns is gone from good all. And the bearers are sticking in table and sport equipment tossed all over the place.
Abbess Vale stood up.
As soon as we have laid Brother Hal to rest in the grounds, we will organize a party to search for the stoats and bring them back here. Now I must go straight away to Samkim to tell he has nothing to reproach himself for. He'll need some comforting after the death of poor Hal.
But Arula had been listening at the keyhole and was already on her way to the infirmary.